Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for August 1st. God's timing is always best. And Hannah was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. 1 Samuel 1, 10 and 17. Have you ever really wanted something? Maybe it was a special toy, a brother or a sister, or a new friend. You prayed and prayed for it, but you just had to keep waiting for God to answer. The Bible speaks about a woman named Hannah who prayed a long time for a son. In biblical times, the Jewish people felt that it was shameful if a woman was unable to have children. Hannah was unable to have children, and she prayed that God would give her a son. You may know people who have prayed a long time for something. Maybe they prayed for a job, a child, the salvation of a family member or a friend, or something else. Maybe you've heard of a couple who prayed years and years for a child, and finally the Lord has given them a precious little son or daughter of their own. God's timing is sometimes hard to understand. Why doesn't He answer as soon as we ask Him for something? After all, we might not be asking for something bad. In fact, most of the time, we pray to ask God to do something good for someone else. But you know what? God's timing is always best. God knows and understands things that you don't know. God has reasons that you don't understand. Sometimes He tells you no, and sometimes He says yes. But some of the hardest times are when God says, wait. When you are frustrated by what seems to be no answer to your prayers, remember Hannah. God answered her prayers by giving her a son. God's timing was best, and He used her son for His own glory. Hannah's son served the Lord all his life. Do you remember the name of her son? His name was Samuel. God had a special purpose for Samuel's life. Samuel had a special job to do for the Lord, and the timing of his life had to be God's timing, not Hannah's or any human being's timing. What are you praying about today? Are you willing to wait for God's timing instead of your own? Are you willing for God to say no? Or will you push and make it happen your own way? God's timing is always right. He listens to and answers your prayers with a yes, no, or wait. What are some specific things I'm praying for today? Am I willing to wait for God to answer my prayers? Do I really believe that God will answer my prayers? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for August 1st.